I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. And here with us to talk about the big economic stories of the year is Tess Vigeland from the Marketplace Newsroom here in Los Angeles. Tess, first a story that has a familiar ring to it, corporate scandal. Wasn't that last year's big business story?
Sure was, Alex. But we had some different players this year. Last year it was Enron and WorldCom and Adelphia and Tyco. This year it was the big investment banks. They reached a multi-billion dollar settlement with the SEC last spring for basically rigging the IPO process in the late 90s. The mutual fund scandal and, of course, the New York Stock Exchange and that huge brouhaha over the $187 million pay package for Dick Grasso. And this year we also had the first big sentencing for one of last year's scandals. The founder and CEO of ImClone is now doing hard time.
So what has happened with all these scandals?
Well, the SEC got a little more money from Congress to hire more investigators. We've already seen some new rules coming down for the mutual fund industry, and investors got a little bit of money back from some restitution funds. Of course, not near what they lost because of all these institutional cheaters on Wall Street. And by the way, Alex, the one link among all these scandals is New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, and I think it's a safe bet that he is not done yet.
And this was the year of the jobless recovery.
It was. You could probably call that the biggest oxymoron of the year, but it's a term that everybody really used to describe this. It's really been an economic recovery when you look at all the statistics except one, and that's the job scene. Even though the official unemployment rate is down to 5.9%, there are still 8.7 million people looking for work. So an 8.2% jump in gross domestic product like we saw in the third quarter, low inflation, low interest rates, that just doesn't mean much to those who don't have a job.
But we did find out that the recession definitely has ended, and in fact ended a long time ago.
Remember that this summer, the folks who have the official say over the starts and stops of recession told us that the recession actually ended 2 years ago. A big surprise to a lot of people, especially while all those job losses just kept piling up.
And the federal deficit piled up, too.
Yeah, guns and butter and tax cuts and domestic spending will do that. The White House asked for and got $87 billion for reconstruction in Iraq. We had a $350 billion tax cut. And, of course, this fall, the $400 billion Medicare bill. And the most recent estimates are that the nation's budget deficit is going to top $500 billion next year. And that's as the trade deficit is widening as well.
So it is going to be a year of spending and, again, a year of scandals, do you think?
Those are the business themes for the year. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how companies cash in on the spirit of giving by donating a percentage of their sales.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.